Hello everyone, welcome to your weekly tech update. I'm your host, Ray McNeil, and here is my guest host, Abby McNeil.
Hi.
We're coming to you from the beach at Phillip Island, Australia. This week, I thought we'd take it outside, give you a look at the view, and go over some of the coolest drone stories that we featured on the program over the past year. We're going to talk drones that can deliver us items, drones that will be used for communication, drones that will be just for fun, and drones that can fly for nearly a full hour on a charge. All that and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update. Next. Hi everyone. Alphabet's Wing has started making deliveries by drone to certain homes in the US for the very first time. During a pilot program in Christiansburg, Virginia, drones will drop off packages from FedEx, Walgreens, and even a local retailer called Sugar Magnolia, which includes over-the-counter medications, snacks, and gifts. Alphabet says it's the first commercial drone delivery service to homes in the country. The Federal Aviation Administration has granted Wing an expanded air carrier certificate. It has permission to allow multiple pilots to oversee multiple unmanned aircraft, making commercial deliveries simultaneously to the general public. UPS also received FAA certification for commercial deliveries this month, but it will stick to hospitals and medical campuses for now anyway. Folks in Christiansburg can order goods from Walgreens or Sugar Magnolia through the Wing app, and a drone will drop off their order to a predetermined location in their yard or driveway. They can also opt in to have FedEx Express deliveries made by drone as well. This trial follows other Wing pilot projects in other parts of the world in Australia and Finland. Check this out. The Drone 40, introduced by Melbourne-based defense technology firm Defentex, is a drone whose niche involves a 40mm grenade launcher. It's a range expander of sorts for infantry, a new and novel loitering munition, and a testament to the second order effects of a thriving drone parts ecosystem. Drone 40 was created as a solution to the problem of range. Drone 40 is designed to fly with minimal human intervention, and the drone can work with multiple Drone 40s flying together and operating off the sensor data from a single ISR drone in the swarm. Most of the flying, identifying, and tracking of its targets is done autonomously. However, human control remains an essential part of the machine's operation. Drone 40 is also designed to be scaled up. Defense Techs is working on a Drone 81, a larger round designed to work with mortar tubes. And there are other drone models in the works as well, matched to specific munition sizes. If successful, it will create a whole new arsenal of possibilities for range-expanded munitions that fit into existing platforms. Pigeons may be considered rats of the sky, but some scientists have found greater value in these urban birds, the blueprint for a new generation of flying machines. Birds can modify the shape of their wings by fanning out their feathers or shuffling them closer together. Those adjustments allow birds to cut through the sky more nimbly than rigid drones, now using new insights into exactly how pigeons' joints control the spread of their wing feathers. Researchers have built a robotic pigeon dubbed PigeonBot, whose feathered wings change shape like the real deal. This research paves the way for creating more agile aircrafts. With bird-like wings, airborne machines could make tighter turns in cluttered spaces, such as around buildings or in forests, and could better navigate through the air. The new robot, described January 16 in Science Robotics, also offers a way to study the nuts and bolts of bird flight without animal experiments. Researchers bent and extended the wings of dead pigeons to investigate how the birds control their wing shape. Those experiments revealed that the angles of two wing joints, the wrist and the finger, most affect the alignment of the wing's flight feathers. The orientations of those long, stiff feathers, which support the bird in flight, help determine the wing's shape based on those findings. The team built a robot with real pigeon feathers whose faux wrist and fingers can morph its wing shape, as seen in the pigeon cadavers. Besides laying the groundwork for building more graceful drones, what's really cool about this robot is you can make manipulators into a robot wing that you could never do or want to do in a bird. This is the best set of robotic wings yet for testing how birds coordinate their flight feathers to maneuver through the air, says Tyson Hedrick. He's a biochemist at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, not involved in this project. But there's plenty of room for improvement, he says. For instance, a future flying robot could include a shoulder joint to investigate how tilting a bird's wings up and down influence flight. Last month, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration issued a warning against attaching weapons to drones. But researchers at the University of Michigan have come up with a strong case in favor of strapping a nail gun to an autonomous flying robot, and it has nothing to do with cartoonish hijinks. Prototypes of drones delivering packages have been demonstrated time and time again, but to date, autonomous multi-rotor aircraft have been limited to carrying out inspections of structures that can be very dangerous for humans to climb, like bridges and wind turbines and other reconnaissance applications. Researchers at the University of Michigan, however, believe there is far more potential for them, including taking over more hands-on jobs that can be potentially just as dangerous for humans. That's why the research team strapped a professional-grade nail gun to an octocopter. It's capable of autonomously flying the nailer to the roof of a home and then automatically securing asphalt shingles using a system of location markers and video cameras to know exactly where to drive each and every nail. It's nowhere near as fast as a professional roofer is at the task in its current form, but the team is already working on ways to speed up its performance while maintaining accuracy. But speed isn't necessarily the primary reason for replacing humans with drones for jobs like this. Climbing onto a roof and installing shingles, well, it's quite dangerous. And having to haul a heavy automatic nail gun up with you definitely doesn't make it any safer. Eventually, a swarm of drones could be deployed on a new house, laying shingles and nailing them into place, and they could quickly move from house to house in a new neighborhood to streamline at least part of the long construction process. That would also require the researchers to find a way around this prototype drone's very limited 10 minutes of flight time. But a cable tethering it to a generator, for instance, on the ground, could deliver both the necessary power for unlimited flight times and compressed air to improve the performance of the nail gun, as these drones wouldn't need to travel tens of miles on their own. In this case, extra wires would be a good thing. The drone presented at this year's Maker Faire in the Bay Area is absolutely amazing, and for several reasons. First, it looks just like the real Lego helicopter, with each piece cut and painted to perfection. That includes the classic minifig pilot. In fact, the drone actually reproduces a helicopter from a real Legoland set, the classic set 6396 International Jetport, which Woodworth says was his favorite of the Lego helicopters. But what is more amazing is actually seeing it fly. It is really weird as the rotor moves too slowly to take flight, not to mention the fact that the weight and aerodynamics of the ABS plastic bricks would never allow such a thing to fly, no matter its scale. Of course, the rotor is just for show. It even moves at the same speed of other motorized LEGO helicopters. The actual lift, however, is generated by a quad rotor setup, with each rotor anchored to the studs at each end of the helicopter's legs. The entire thing weighs 4 pounds. But it looks a whole lot heavier. Other than drones, Woodworth also makes unusual submarines, like an A-wing Rebel fighter. Woodworth told Tested that the A-wing is part of his current submarine kit, taking Star Wars models and adding parts for underwater navigation. Drones making deliveries is, of course, the hot new hyper-local tech play. But where are these futuristic aircraft supposed to land? On the lawn? Matternet has built a landing station for its cargo drones that looks less like a piece of infrastructure and more like a death ray from a 1960s sci-fi movie. Far from the freeform delivery network envisioned by Prime Air or the like, Matternet's drone deployments have been fixed point-to-point affairs focused on quickly connecting a handful of locations that frequently trade time-sensitive deliveries. The company has performed pilot tests in Switzerland, and North Carolina, and just started a new one in San Diego in which medical facilities are able to send blood samples, medications, and soon, one hopes, vaccines and other supplies back and forth without worrying about traffic or other complications on the ground. But there's the problem of where exactly the drones land. And what happens afterwards? Does someone have to swap out the battery? Who says when it's safe to approach the drone and how to detach its payload. Whatever the process is, it could probably be easier and more automated. And that's what the station aims to accomplish. With its techno-organic curves and flower-like hatch on top, the 10-foot-tall station seems to channel the likes of Star Trek, the original series, and Lost in Space. And no doubt it's intended to be eye-catching as well as functional. When the drone arrives, the top opens and the drone lands right in the center, where it is enclosed and grasped by the station's machinery, unburdened of its payload and given a fresh battery. The payload is contained in the tower until it's called for by an authorized person who scans a dongle to receive their package. It's a pretty good idea, I'd say. If there are multiple deliveries or drones, however, the one inside will leave and enter a kind of holding pattern about 60 feet above in an imaginary donut. The station will get its first installation in the second quarter of this year at one of Matternet's existing customer hospitals. Presumably, though, it will roll out more widely once this shakeout period ends. One of the new products unveiled at CES this year is a new kind of home security system, one that includes drones to patrol your property along with sensors designed to mimic garden lights, and a central processor that brings it all together. Sunflower Labs debuted their new Sunflower Home Awareness System, which includes the Sunflower's motion and vibration sensors that look like simple garden lights, but can actually populate a map to show you cars, people, and animals on or near your property in real time. The Bee, a fully autonomous drone that deploys and flies on its very own with cameras on board to live stream video, and the Hive charging station for the Bee, which also houses the brains of the operation for crunching all the data gathered by the component parts. Roving aerial robots keeping tabs on your property might seem a tad dystopian and perhaps even unnecessary when you could maybe equip your estate with multiple fixed cameras or sensors for less money and with less complexity. The system doesn't come cheap, which shouldn't be a surprise. Given what it promises to do on paper, it starts at $9,950 and can range up depending on your specific property's custom needs. The company is accepting pre-orders now with a deposit of $999 required and intends to start delivering the first orders to customers beginning sometime in the middle of this year. When are two propellers better than four? when they give you extra battery life, greater portability, and reduced noise. That claim comes from Zero Zero Robotics. That's the pitch for the company's V-Copter Falcon. It's a bicopter drone with an impressive flight time of, get this, 50 minutes, 20 minutes more than the comparable DJI Mavic 2. Now, for years, four propellers have been standard for consumer drones, offering greater power and stability, but Zero Zero says its tilt rotor design, which lets each propeller swivel independently, allows the Falcon to match four prop rivals. Tilting the propellers improves the drone's aerodynamic profile, says the company, reducing drag. Add to this the reduced battery drain from running fewer propellers, and the drone's compact form when the two arms are folded, and you have a pretty convincing sales pitch. In addition to its bicopter design, the Falcon looks kitted out for aerial photography and videos. There's a 12-megapixel main camera mounted on a 3-axis gimbal, along with a Sony CMOS and Qualcomm ISP, capable of capturing 4K video at 30 frames a second. There's also a pair of stereo cameras on the main body that enable visual tracking and obstacle avoidance, similar to features offered on the company's Hover 2 selfie drone, which some Kickstarter backers are still waiting to receive. Zero Zero is also promising easy filming on the Falcon with pre-programmed flight paths for cinematic shots. We've seen video of the Falcon flying, but want to try it for ourselves to test its battery life and flight ability. Overall, though, it's an interesting package. The V-Copter Falcon is available to pre-order for its retail price of $999, with shipping starting sometime of February this year. With the new season of Drone Racing League premiering this month, its competitors will be racing the fourth version of its high-speed first-person view drone. That machine, called the DRL Racer 4, can accelerate from 0 to 90 miles an hour in under 1 second. It has a carbon fiber canopy and has 1,000 colorful LED lights. And thanks to the league's decision to enter the consumer drone market, well, that means you'll be able to pre-order a street-ready version of your very own. The league has launched the DRL Racer 4 Street as a Kickstarter project with an estimated delivery date of April 2020. After many requests to purchase a Racer 3, we made sure to answer the demand with the street version of our next-generation drone, the project's description reads. The league promises a true field-ready version of the DRL Racer 4 drone with the same power configuration. However, its electronic systems will be redesigned to support off-the-shelf and plug-and-play parts, so you can easily find components and fix it if it breaks. The bad news is that the league can only offer shipping within the U.S. at the moment. However, if you guys want to change that, you are more than welcome to send me one here in Australia. Though it may open orders to other regions if there is enough demand, I've already told them of my interest. I hope everybody else does too. You'll have to take a survey online to let the league know. If you are in the U.S., you'll have to pledge $5.99 to get a DRL Racer 4 Street drone as a reward. Alphabet's Loon is known for its internet balloons, but it worked on an entirely balloon-less project as part of its partnership with SoftBank's Haps Mobile. The two formed a long-term strategic relationship back in April of 2019, with Haps Mobile investing $125 million in the Alphabet company. Now, the partners have announced that they've successfully designed and developed a communications payload for Haps Mobile's solar-powered stratospheric unmanned aircraft system, also known as the Hawk 30. To be precise, they adapted the technology already being used by Loon's balloons to turn Hawk 30 into a stratospheric cell tower. They had to tweak the communications payload a bit so that its antenna can rotate more quickly. That rotation is necessary to keep a stable connection, but the plane is much faster than Loon's balloons. They also had to create an aerodynamic housing to protect the antenna. In addition, the improved improved communications payload uses a custom-designed LTE system that gives Hawk 30 the capability to deliver LTE connectivity to phones and other devices. When the companies announced their partnership last year, they said that with the deployment of such technology, people will be reachable in areas where connectivity is lacking, such as mountainous terrain, remote islands, and developing countries. This is awesome. AirSelfie has announced that they are launching their pre-order campaign for AirPix on Indiegogo. It's the next generation of the original AirSelfie, engineered with more features for a revolutionary new user experience that is going to change selfie taking forever. AirPix is the brand new personal selfie photographer that can autonomously capture every moment in life just while it's happening. It fits in your pocket and is always ready to shoot anytime, anywhere, from a cool new perspective, impossible with a handheld camera. Measuring 4 by 3.3 inches and a little over half an inch thick, AirPix is smaller than an iPhone X, and its ultralight chassis weighs less than 1.83 ounces, about the same as a golf ball. AirPix features 4 powerful motors integrated into the chassis to guarantee an extra safety hand landing, indoor flying, and protection from external damage. It features a 12-megapixel camera with 70 degrees field of view. That's a pretty wide angle that also lets you take full HD videos at 30 frames per second. And that means that you could share it with friends and followers on social media without having to down-convert it at all. Smooth Air technology combines an optical flow sensor, visual positioning, and an internal vertical stabilization barometer. It all goes together to guarantee a steady, smooth flight for the best picture possible. AirPix features 3 very simple ways to pilot it with one-touch autonomous flight. You're able to launch, fly, and take selfies with the push of one button by using Capture Me technology. That's a different way. AirPix flies 3 to 5 feet away from you, finds you, and then takes 5, 10, or 15 photos or even continuous video, and then returns back all by itself. Or you can select the 360-degree view mode, and AirPix flies several feet away and then takes multiple photos or video while rotating all the way around you. It's pretty cool. The exciting new sync control feature also allows you to pilot and take selfie photos or videos for the very first time without a connection to a smartphone using simple gestures and movements. It has an 8-gig micro SD card that it says will let you take hundreds of photos and record hours of video. However, 8 gigs doesn't seem a lot to me. And the 6-plus minute flight time allows for all the time that you need to get the perfect shot. AirPix can also be taken around in its equally cool and stylish docking station. It's also a power bank where it will be continuously charging and always ready for the next selfie or Insta moment. You can pre-order your own for under $100 right now on their Indiegogo campaign. Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, shoot me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update, and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on Google, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Burst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. For myself, Ray McNeil, Abby McNeil, and our puppy Angus, stay safe and be well, everyone. Till next time, have a great day.
Goodbye.